Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Here is what it would sound like if an auctioneer burnt his tongue on a hot piece of coal.
Sun and clouds, hot and humid, a chance for late day storms in there. Storms. You got the storms in there? Mostly sunny right now. Later on, the clouds will winter and mostly cloudy. Showers, mid-70s, 65.9 in New Haven.
Brett, the Wet Road Advisory is still going strong. It offers more than 1,000 free online resources for use for youth and high school sports.
Tomorrow at 6:20, swallowing a bug could get you tickets to Sound on Sound.
And a hell of a stomach ache.
I like this promo. Mark Bouton is on. We're talking about the sales tax free week
that
coming
thing.
Up.
Right.
Yeah. Now when I hear those FOBO montages,
I think this one may have happened.
I totally know the origins of it.
I think I fried the front lobal part of my brain there. What do you call that? I still have no idea. Well, all I know
the front lobal part.
That part.
We're
going to
see if AJ can do it.
Yeah.
What are you doing now?
What's going on? Yeah, we're going to put some things in our gape holes. I should have brought a couple. We all should have put some things in our gape holes.
All right, so who's doing the gape hole thing?
Yes.
That should be on the entrance, the welcome sign.
Welcome. The big gape lives here.
Home of the big gape.
Home of the big gape.
And then there was stuff that was awesome that was out. We didn't even have time to do live.
The silent auction stuff.
The silent auction. Front row to Steve Miller.
Yep.
Yeah. Exactly.
It was fluff. Just the whole premise, was it was a young doctor.
Mm.
That was it. He's much funnier now, NPH, on different shows. Like, he's a funny dude. He could not do his funniness in Doogie Howser, though.
He couldn't do his funniness?
His funniness, because he's supposed to be a serious doctor, you know?
AJ, killer set.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, you were close.
Well, I mean, I've also seen other reviews.
You have been fact-checked.
Other reviews where they said it was X1, you know, one person, nine troubleshooters. That was like more inside Fiat people talking.
Inside people talking.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Taco Tuesday.
We love Tuesday. Oh, tacos. Okay. All right. Son of a.
Yeah, so. But, you know, 10 guys. While I'm up there, whatever's coming to mind, 10 minutes is what I'm doing. So.
No, he's morally dubious. Yeah.
Morally dubious.
I've never seen that in the
That should be our slogan. Morally dubious.
That's a cool t-shirt. I am going to coin that phrase now, and I am morbidly dubious.
Morbidly
dubious? Dubious.
You were close. Will Tweed get bigger? There was a decision last night.
What happened?
And can you get hypnotized to... News is next. Cop asked if there was any booze in the cups. The driver said yes.
Okay, because they're painfully honest. Yes, your officer, they are.
And there was also an open bottle of tequila on the passenger side floor.
Tequila make you do things.
Yes.
Your favorite business in Connecticut.
I've been with them for many years.
Yeah. Loyal customer you are.
They need to start putting out these. Did you have a $2 winner?
What's that now?
He goes and takes a sip. All of a sudden, he's grabbing his stomach. What's wrong with you? I said a different word, but what's wrong with you? He's like, oh. I'm like, okay, what? So
if you have alligators, you can't really let your kid play out in the backyard, can you?
No.
You can't let your dog run around the backyard?
No, you cannot. Well, you can, but the dog.
I'm not going to sign.
Does the sign do it, or do they get a little bit closer and figure out?
Well, the sign alerts them, and they walk up and say, okay, I can see. You can see around your windows. You have that, you know, base of your windows. You have little things that, if they open it, the alarm system goes off. Why do I feel stupid suddenly?
Wow.
One of my better weeks.
I enjoyed it.
It's like the sound of a show giving up.
Right.
Okay, so today's top five list is, when I'm supreme leader of the universe, here are the five laws that I would like to put into effect immediately.
You're not now?
Now we know, if anyone has ever listened to this segment, I have a real problem with daylight savings time.
Yes,
I have not put that on the list because we've talked about it too many times.
Okay, so
But just know that that's number one.
It's number one.
Right. Okay, number five. You can't be in a political office if you are over 65. So we have a rule currently that you can't be president until you're 35. It's got to work the other way. And I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, Independent. The olds can't be in office anymore.
The olds.
My dad is 76 years old. He can't group text. Can you imagine him as the president? Like, it's a problem.
Yeah.
65 should be the number. We need presidents that are from...
How can he not group text?
He just like, and he thinks it's just to me, but it's to the whole group text.
Oh, boy.
It's a lot of that.
Boy. That's scary.
It's an issue. So it would be something he just wants to talk to me about, but then my mom's on it, my kids are on it, like about birthday presents and stuff like that. It's a lot.
So he doesn't know, like, right. Oh, this is five.
Yeah, and then
Keith is down here.
They make, I mean, my parents are both in their 70s. They make lists of things for their phones, iPads, and computers for me
you
to like
fit. People are list obsessed. The whole
right.
family.
Well, I don't see them all the time.
Right, when the kid gets here.
So when I see them, like, whatever, every month or so, they have the list of all these things they need to fix. Imagine if they had to run the country. They can't. No.
Yeah.
It's got to be 45 to 65. That should be your president.
But wouldn't one of these olds turn around and have, like, a bunch of youngs doing all the texting and stuff for them?
I mean, in theory, but what if they, like, don't know what's happening?
They provide jobs.
Well, I'm watching one like old it. Now shaking hands with air.
right. I don't like it. You know,
Seriously.
I think it just makes sense. There should be a cutoff. If you're going to have one that you can't be 35, it should be the other way, too.
Okay.
What if you get elected at, like, 64? When you turn 65, are you done? And it goes to the vice president, or do you get to live out that term?
I think you live it out.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
So that's fine.
But
you can run.
Clause.
Yeah, but you can't run for a second term.
There should be a test, though.
Oh, there should be a test. I mean, you have to take a test for everything else.
There should be a tested period for all of them.
Right,
no matter what age.
That's right. It shouldn't be about the money.
Yeah, no. How stupid are you?
Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Right. Exactly, right.
Right. Like, everybody hates that governor in Florida, but he went to Yale, so he would probably pass that test.
Pass.
You know? Yeah, there should be a test. I'm fine with that. Okay, number four. The price of everything should have a cap. It can't be higher than whatever amount we decide. So there's a board that does this. They're the cap board, right? So every single item comes to them. Milk can't go over $5. Gas can't go over $3 a gallon. That way we never have to do this again.
I like the way you're thinking.
Everything is capped and we'll always know so we can budget accordingly. So my months are all screwed up. So my groceries, who are supposed to be $74 a week, are like $120 a week. It's stupid.
Okay, so how do we vote for you for the Supreme Court?
So why is it $60 to mow my lawn? And this is where you say, you should mow your own lawn. But I don't want to mow my own lawn.
Right.
But it shouldn't be $60.
I don't see you with a mower.
My lawn's as big as this room. It's not a giant. It's stupid. Why is it 60? There should be a cap. It should be 15.
If you do mow your lawn, can you please videotape it?
I'm never mowing my lawn.
I just want to watch
it's never happening. I'm not snow blowing. I'm not mowing my lawn. I'm not shoveling.
Why is it going diagonally?
I want to ask a question, but I feel like everyone's going to bust my balls for not knowing this. How many ounces are in a gallon?
I have no idea.
Chaz, I have no idea. You think I was going to bust you?
12 ounces in a gallon.
No.
12.
No?
Phil?
I don't know.
Well, isn't this what you do here?
It's
look it
four
up.
Quarts, isn't it?
That's this is 16
know.
Ounces.
Right. Okay.
So how many ounces?
32.
This is not a gallon.
That's not a gallon.
32.
Did you look it up?
It's got to be more than that.
I was told it would not be
it's
part 64? Of it.
This is.
I'm sorry.
We should
I know
all...
I'm bringing it down, but I just want to do something with this price real
we
quick.
We should all be killed.
69. Oh,
this
please.
Was not my job
no,
description.
I did this detour. I'm responsible.
A gallon equals four quarts, eight pints, or 128 fluid ounces.
There you go. 128 ounces.
Okay.
That's my bladder
so
right now.
How much is gas now, a gallon?
It's
$4.
Down the street, it's $3.87.
Okay.
That's it. That Maui place that just gives you water. It's like gas water.
The truck is running that water pretty damn good. Thank you.
Gas I go to that place, by coconuts.
I go to that place every day because it is the cheapest fake water gas ever.
And my car's running. It's all I care about.
120 ounces, right? We're paying a dollar for 16 ounces of water, which you can get out of your tap.
Right.
But we bitch. Because we pay $5 for a gallon, 120 ounces of stuff they have to drill into the friggin' ground to get.
So are you saying it should be expensive?
We shouldn't complain when it's $4 or $5 a gallon.
It just doesn't
You're
bother
crazy.
Me.
It's gasoline.
No, it should be $3.
They need a giant metal structure.
It doesn't bother me.
And bang into the ground to get it, then refine it, then deliver it. This you could get out of your faucet.
Well,
and you pay a dollar for it.
That should be 50 cents.
Yeah, but I have to taste it. I don't have to taste the gas.
I like gas at $3 a lower, please.
$3. $3 should be the cap. And if we can't figure it out, then we got to come up with a new plan.
We got to walk.
$2.50.
Right.
$2.50 works.
I like $2.50.
Right.
This is not a new Boss Keith complaint, by the way. I think it was last summer you complained about the price of berries.
Oh,
like, they should all be a dollar.
They should be.
Well, you don't want everybody to eat healthy, but it's like just stupid money.
He's completely right. Like,
it's almost an exact quote.
How come if I go to Wendy's, it's like $12 for fast food that's unhealthy, but like a banana is like $27?
Seriously.
Why is that?
I'm with you on that one.
They should cap. I'm telling you, my system's a good one. The cap board.
Blueberries, a dollar forever.
Shouldn't they be?
Yes.
They want us to not die, and they want us to live better.
Yep.
The fruits should be a dollar.
But there's like cake that's less.
I agree with 2021 Keith. He was right.
It's cheaper to eat like crap.
A donut.
He says the fruits like they're a group of individuals that walk around like underwear.
Number three, we have important things to get to.
Okay.
Remember, I'm the supreme leader of the universe. I'm making all these laws.
Not yet.
Yeah. Number three, AJ should be forced to go out, and I have tickets for you to go tonight to the Beach Boys.
Thank you.
But every Friday and Saturday. So AJ has what, 20 years left, we think? Right? To live.
I almost said something wrong.
Yeah, like 20.
At the most.
Based on what? The stress?
At the absolute most, you have 20 years left. So you should be forced to go out.
When's the last time you went to a dentist?
Last year.
Oh, all right.
Good for you.
That's good. You're supposed to go every 6 months.
Before that?
I'm too tired.
Before that, I want to say 2 years.
Okay. Have you had a physical? When was the last time you had a physical?
Physical. Well, I had my hernia surgery.
Okay. So he's been like up. Yeah,
the first one. Yes.
But we say he has 20 years left. I think that's a good.
I'm gonna go
number.
30 on this one.
There's no chance you live for another 30 years.
My family's long.
20 years. But I think in that 20, he should be forced to go out. Every Friday and Saturday. I think it makes sense. So last week, I saw on Facebook, you went to the Goo Goo Dolls. You went somewhere.
I did.
On a Friday.
I did.
Yeah.
I went to a horse track on Thursday.
I couldn't believe it, because Friday nights are sit in the garage and drink martinis alone and look at his feet night. But not anymore.
I don't look at my feet.
He looks
at
pictures
car.
Of girls'
feet. Look at my car.
He likes his feet, too.
So tonight, you get to go out again. So we're going to try to do this every week. We're going to find you an event for a Friday night every week.
Oh, wow. That's exciting.
That sounds like a good segment for Monday morning.
AJ Adventures.
AJ Adventures. So have fun tonight. I'll be there as well.
Thank you.
You can say hi to the children who I'm forcing to go to that, too. Number two, you can't have a phone until you're 18. Phones should be like Playboys in 1988.
Agreed.
You get them when you're a senior in high school.
Agreed.
So I was in Chicago last weekend, right? And I'm on the Chicago River Cruise that I had spent like too much money on. You see the buildings. It's really cool, right? And these goddamn kids are on their stupid phones and Snapchatting. And there's a new app called Be Real that they're on. And they got to take a picture immediately. And it was a hell. And I was like, these phones are getting thrown in the Chicago River. And then I said to myself, well, then I have to buy them a new $1,000 phone because I need the phones because of whatever.
Everybody loses.
And then I can't afford blueberries.
So under my new plan, the day you turn 18 is the day you get a phone. It solves everybody's problem.
I agree.
And who votes against this? Because you have to be 18 to vote.
Yeah.
So the only people, everybody would be with me. There is not a parent in the land that doesn't agree with this plan.
Agreed.
18 to get phones. Number one.
No one disagrees on that.
No,
right. Everybody's with me.
Yep.
Number one, no speed limits at night.
Nice.
It's a controversial take.
Oh, that's beautiful.
But I propose from midnight to 4 a.m., no speed limits. Now, everybody just has to know that when you're on these roads, it's a dangerous game.
It's on you.
Right. Oh.
It's Mad Max out there.
This is good.
Like the Autobahn. They flash lights behind you. Get out of the way.
That's exactly right. Or Montana. I believe, I'm not totally correct, that there's no speed limits at night in Montana.
That's
could be
amazing.
That could be false.
Where did you get that from?
I don't know. I feel like I read that. I'm not sure if it's real.
Zigzag up a hill if you're running from a bear.
But I believe in Montana there are no speed limits at night. And I think we should institute this nationwide, midnight to 4 a.m. Everybody knows. And if you're out there, it's survival of the fittest.
Yeah.
Good luck.
I already follow that rule. I do gigs overnight a lot, comedy gigs, and I gotta get home.
I learned earlier you can't go over 85. So good note from that police officer earlier today.
Yeah.
So, AJ, you've got to be with this. No speed limits. Midnight
to 4. Oh, my God. Yeah, no, I'm totally with that. Yeah,
all right.
I'm
hysterically, totally there is a law in Montana. There's daytime speed limits and nighttime speed limits.
I knew it, sort of.
It's the opposite. They go slower at night.
Oh, my God.
Because it's dark.
I was close.
Because it's dark.
On a two-lane highway, it's 75 during the day, 65 at night.
So, wait, it's not just a free-for-all? I thought there were no speed limits there.
Wrong.
Oh.
Very wrong.
Well, again, I'm not a fact source. This is all just for
everyone
bits.
Has a day.
Right, that's it. See you later. Bye. Top
five. Channel 3's Scott Haney. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
We're just talking about a monkey in a zoo that called 911.
Capuchin.
Yeah, we did it. We did it on the show yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty hysterical. And did you see the elephant give the sneaker back to the kid?
No, I must have missed that one.
Oh,
it's a dream.
Awesome. Kid's shoe falls off into the elephant enclosure.
Right.
And the elephant comes by, picks it up with his trunk, and hands it back to the kid.
Yeah, they don't show you the part where the elephant stepped on the kid and the kid's shoe flew off.
It's wrong. Why do you got to take a nice story and ruin it, AJ?
No, wrapped his trunk around the kid and then smashed the kid on the ground. Trying to get money out of it.
You pick up
your things. Give up your things. Give me the peanuts.
Oh,
and then there's the then there's the alligator that jumped on the guy's head.
Yeah, did you see that one?
I did not see that one.
Oh yeah.
No.
But the monkey. Have you ever had a monkey encounter?
No, I'm getting my second monkeypox vaccination today, which I think is nice.
There you go. Good tie-in. Good tie-in.
Yep. Second shot today after a month. I got my first shot on the 5th. I got my first shot on the 22nd, I think it was. I don't know. Anyway, July. And now today is a month later, and I'm getting my second shot.
Nice.
Monkeypox not on my radar.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely on my radar.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And that's it? After two shots, that's it? You good?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's just two shots.
Cool.
And this vaccine's been around for a while, right?
Yes, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. It's funny. So, we don't even care anymore. It's like, you say it's good, I'm good.
Yeah.
Right.
Give me.
Exactly.
Inject it.
I don't need no pox.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Pretty this is the looking. Beginning of a James Bond movie where, you know, there's this vaccine. And then at some point, some evil guy who lives underneath a volcano on an island presses a button and activates everybody.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, hello, volcano.
Yes. Crash, kill, destroy.
This is the monkeypox.
Hey, I didn't hear anything about the wedding. How was the wedding?
It was amazing.
Was it really?
It was really well planned and organized, and it was from another planet.
And a hot day in hell. It was unbelievable.
It was a wedding fit for a princess.
The sun was very strong that day.
Yes, it was. And Phil wouldn't shut up. Like, we're all popping like corn out here, Phil. Hurry up.
Poor Phil.
But he did a great
Poor
job, though.
Phil.
But he did a great
because
job,
because he probably did a great
Poor
job.
Poor us. Yeah. He was in the shade.
Oh.
I was in a tux.
Yep.
I was on the altar. I had nowhere to go.
But you were in the shade.
Him.
We were dying.
I felt bad for your wife, Amanda.
Yeah,
like,
she was cooking.
She's pasty white.
She was
not
cooking.
A sun goddess.
At one point, I smelled it.
And, she felt bad for her, too.
Yes. Wow.
That's
it was
rough.
Burning up. Jennifer has all that hair.
Yeah.
Was like
but
this.
And how did she look? She looked amazing?
Oh, always. Always.
Oh, that's so good.
Who, the bride or my wife?
Yeah.
Yeah, the bride
looks great.
You fool.
The bride looks great. My wife always is, like, stunning.
She is. She's very beautiful.
Yeah, your wife, you lucked out. You totally lucked out.
Oh, no kidding.
She's so nice, too.
And nice and smart and all that. But the wedding was great. Some of the food there was the best I've ever had in those categories.
Oh, my God.
I could not believe the quality. It was unbelievable.
Those.
Where was it? Where was the wedding?
Le Chateau.
It's right over the line in New York.
Yeah.
Like Ridgefield, and you take a step, and then you're there.
Yeah. Boom, yeah. The best part was those braised short rib raviolis. I wanted them. Big bowl of that stuff.
Yeah, they gave me like three.
They gave me three. I'm like, oh.
I know. I wanted to go swimming in those. They were amazing.
I'm like, you know, cancel the rest of the meal for me and just give me these.
Yum.
I have to tell you, I was really amazed. I've never been to a function with that many people where every single thing they put out was great and warm.
Yeah.
I don't know how you time all that out for 150 people.
Right.
Usually it's like, hey, that was really good, and that was really good. Everything else, eh.
Oh, the salad.
This was like, everything was great.
The salad was cold. So.
The salad was cold. You're a fool.
You're a fool. Yeah. That's hilarious.
And then the father gave, Papa G gave this toast that was like, you know, or he, you know, it's like a kind of the It was a part of a toast, but it was really directed towards Ashley, and it was really heartfelt.
Yeah, so
that's nice. Oh, that's,
I think
that so
was a
beautiful
dry ice in the house.
Yeah, he said, you can't come back now.
Now you just can't come back.
Wow, that's very nice. Very
nice. So where are they now? Are they on the honeymoon?
I don't know when they get back.
Yeah, they're somewhere. They were in Hawaii for a while.
For 2 weeks.
They might be in the air
oh
right now.
Oh, my God, two weeks.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I don't think I've ever taken 2 weeks off of my life.
Yeah.
A long time.
I just started a couple of years ago, the Christmas break.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, I'm late to this party.
Yeah, you need a week to unwind. Party is right.
You need a week to unwind, and then you're on vacation.
Oh, for sure. Right. I'll do nothing for a few days.
Right, exactly.
Scott,
how's Miss Goji today?
Oh, I'm glad to hear your voice. I'm good, thank you. How was your gay camping trip?
It was unbelievable.
I was thinking of you.
Can I? All right, I want to talk about something here. Alyssa's been on, and she's been tremendous.
Oh, thank
and
you.
And all of her feedback has been positive. The only negative feedback I got was she mentions that she's a lesbian a lot.
Like every traffic report? Yeah, traffic report.
And Phil literally just did a spit take.
I hate
report
me.
Brought to you by lesbian.
I hate
so
me.
I'm wondering, is this something that gay people get? Like, it's do you talk about it a lot? Do people not like it? Let's discuss.
Yeah, well, you know, if you're straight, you don't talk about your sexuality the whole time.
Right.
Like, you don't run around saying, hey, I'm straight. Hey, I'm straight.
Right.
Hey, I'm straight.
Right.
So I guess, you know, for the, you know, I'm very cognizant of that.
Yeah.
I don't run around saying, hey, I'm gay. I'm gay. I'm gay.
Yeah, most folks say good morning.
We like all do it. I don't know how to explain it. It was such like a random thing that happened in my life.
Right.
Like out of nowhere. Like I was just dating a guy and then it happens. So, like, I see my friends and they're like, the lesbian's here. Like my mom and
it's
dad.
It's a thing.
It's
right.
A social thing
how
that
long
you pick
has it
up
been?
On.
Because we've known you before you were
out. You knew me before. Yeah.
So it wasn't long.
It was like 2 years, wasn't it?
It was right when the pandemic started.
Okay, so how old are you?
28.
All right, so for 26 years.
Correct. I couldn't talk about it.
Right. You weren't talking. So now it's like, hey, I'm gay.
Yeah. Correct.
Now she opens with it.
Hey.
You know? Like, hey, I'm gay.
Or like,
I want some coffee.
Hey, you want some coffee? I'm gay.
Right, exactly. Right.
I can't. Right, I like coffee like I like my men. I don't like coffee.
Okay, so creamer now? No.
Did you see the Madonna birthday video?
No.
No, I missed
I did
it.
Not.
Oh. Well, I'm going to read the book.
Am I going to love it?
Oh, boy.
Her face is disturbing.
You are
going to
love it.
Oh, wow. Like, with too much
she kissed
work?
A girl, and she liked it.
Oh, see? That's hot.
Yeah, but she does it on
she
occasion.
She did that with Britney Spears at the MTV.
And Christina Aguilera.
Yeah.
Video Awards.
Yep.
And I thought that was disgusting back then.
They were trading gum.
Little did I know.
Little did you know.
Little did I know that it would get me going one day.
Really? That's weird. I thought people were born gay.
No, like that guy you had in the other day, what was his name? Anthony, the tree guy.
He's not a tree guy.
No, he's
okay.
I talked to him about my tree guy.
That was one of the hottest.
You weren't even paying attention.
I was just
thinking about
being a lesbian. I was staring at his arm and I was like, that is my type of men. Like him, right? And my dad literally texts me and goes, do you like that guy? Because he knew that's my type.
Okay.
Like, it's very confusing.
Does it sound to you like she's gay or like halfway?
I think she's half.
No, I'm gay because I don't want to see what's under there.
You know, people walk around, it's like, well, my dad's Italian, my mom's Hungarian, so I'm half Italian, half Hungarian.
No,
is it half gay, half gay?
I promise, because if he took his pants off...
I know, most people, I mean, I'm going to say the majority are born... Baby, we're born this way.
Oh, I was for sure born this way. I just, you grow up and...
No, but if you're born that way and you see two girls kiss, you don't say, that's gross.
Okay, but when I watched Black Swan, because I was going through puberty, I was like, oh...
This is hot.
This feels forbidden. I need to go in my room and watch it again by myself.
That was last week.
Oh, okay.
That was just yesterday. Yeah, so it's very... I told you, I fell in love with a girl in high school and then, like, I don't know, pushed it. Because I think I could see a guy and say that's an attractive guy, but if he takes his pants off, I'm going to cry.
That good.
And gag.
That amazing, huh?
Now, Scott
oh
does,
God,
but
smaller.
For different reasons.
Right.
Right. Scott, yes.
Oh, sweet Mr. of Life, unless I
follow Scott's gagging.
It's like that. It's Scott the musical. And Ray of Light can be like, oh!
He's like that.
I'm taking a break here. police received a 911 call Saturday that disconnected. And then dispatchers attempted to call the number back. Nobody picked up, so they sent deputies out.
You got to.
That's what you
got
to do.
That's standard procedure.
What kind of monkey is this?
Capuchin.
Capuchin.
That's kind of like the little one that I believe that Ross had on Friends.
It's got that little cinnamon on the top.
Okay. Yeah.
Capuchin.
Yeah.
With the foam.
It's like a little guy.
Yeah, little guys. They're cute.
Yeah.
Cute little guys.
Do they like to punch people in the face?
No.
They hang by their tails?
They're not really punchers. They're probably more
they have tails?
They're probably more like poo throwers.
Yeah, like pickers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are kinds that like grab the bars and thrust themselves towards you like a Michael Jackson video.
Yeah.
The way you make me feel. Yeah, exactly right. They're horny little monkeys.
Horny little monkeys.
Horny little monkeys, yes. They couldn't call them that. They call them Capuchin.
Yeah, what are we going to call them?
How about horny little monkey?
Many words.
How about Capuchin? Okay.
All right, the monkey just happened to push the right combination of numbers on the phone. I don't know about that.
That's crazy.
Well, you ever look into a monkey's eyes?
Yeah. I see hate.
I just think there's a lot more going on back there than we think behind those eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, I'm a chromosome away from being you.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm like very close.
Yeah. How come you're outside of this cage?
It's like playing out of the apes.
Yeah. How did you get out there?
Yeah. Oh, fine. You can shave your body down. Fine.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if they think it's like them, but with no hair.
Exactly. Right.
They don't know we're speaking. They think we're just making noise.
Right.
There was a feature on the old cell phones where it was just said emergency.
Yeah, you press one button.
Yeah. You didn't have to dial all of the numbers.
Right.
Yeah, you know what? I actually have that on the iPhone.
That's what I was just going to ask, because I've done that.
I have, too.
See, if she can do
it. She is in a monkey cage right now.
I am an ape.
Don't get her mad. She'll fling poo at you.
Where's your tail?
Did the police show up? Really?
Wow. I didn't do it on purpose. My phone broke and wouldn't let me, like...
Oh, I think you talked about this once. Yeah.
Oh, we might have.
Is that our TikTok?
Oh, it's my TikTok. That one went viral. And, like, I couldn't touch anything. And it just was, like, 9. It was, like, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And it, like, was yelling at me.
Right.
And then I had to talk to the police. And they were like, we have to send someone over. And I couldn't hang up on the police because I couldn't touch anything.
Right.
So a guy comes over and he's like, did you try this? And I was like, I tried everything. And I literally threw my phone and it went off. Yeah.
Sometimes it's got to be rough.
Yep.
Try a phone with boss.
I said, I had to get a new phone. It kept calling the cops.
No, it's not an iPhone. It's my phone.
You got a phone. It's like, let me out of here.
Right.
That's
out of this life.
The things I've seen. She keeps complaining to me.
Donuts. Right?
She can't sleep. She keeps looking up donut crazy.
First clip, zoo worker and a police officer.
Capuchin monkeys are amazing. They're tool users. They're so smart. She's got thumbs, and she's got more than enough ability. She sees me all the time, texting and playing with the phone. So I think that's pretty much what she did.
Our dispatchers tried to respond back, call back, text back, no response. So in cases like that, we always send deputies out to investigate.
There you go.
He sounds like Mr. Rogers' son.
That girl sounded crazy.
He sounded kind of like Tom Baudet from Motel 6.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay.
Don't leave the light on. Right.
Respond back, call back, text back, no response.
We'll leave the light on for you.
Call back.
Right.
Monkey see, monkey do.
Basically, yes.
Well, you just press everything on here. This is what you do with this.
Right. And that's what happens.
How did he get the phone? Right. Did they explain that?
That's confusing.
I think she probably like left it sitting down somewhere and the thing just kind of grabbed it. I have no idea. I'm surmising.
That's wild. I wonder if it did a little pickpocket.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Mm. Oh, yeah. They're quick like that.
Later on,
right.
Then later on, you see a monkey driving her car down the street. I got the keys, too.
Like Jumanji.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah.
That are like hot-wired itself in through the cable.
Right.
The organ grinders that I've seen in cartoons where they're playing the organ.
Right.
And then the monkey, like, climbs up the building with a tin cup and people put money in it.
Yeah.
Did that really happen?
I have no idea.
Like, was that a thing back in the day?
Probably.
I don't know.
I've seen it in cartoons.
Yeah, many times.
Oh, you can train them to go and, like, talk to people.
Because Bugs Bunny once had one. And the monkey trying to quit on him. And he ended up doing it himself.
He's and then
the monkey
now.
Went over to it.
It must be true. Bugs Bunny did it.
It's Ape Uncle in the zoo, and the ape was like, "Arr!" And it pulls the bars apart, and it comes over, and then Bugs Bunny ends up like out thwarting the.
Hold on a second. Okay. We don't need the whole. Someone was calling. They heard you going off, and they're like, "Yeah, I'm out."
Okay, sorry.
Now there are countries where they have those street performers where they teach the monkey to go up to the tourists.
Right.
So they come up
with a tin cup, right? And like, hey,
I don't think they have the tin cup anymore, but it'll like just sit on your shoulder, and they'll be like, "Oh, he likes you," and it'll start like playing with your hair, right. And then like you take a picture, and then you have to pay.
Oh yeah, there was a video where some guy got this little monkey ding ding in his ear. The monkey started humping his head.
I'd rather have an alligator chomp on my head than a monkey put his penis in my ear.
There is not enough. There's not enough cleanser.
What are you looking at on social media?
That is a good
question.
I've
never seen this.
It popped up one time. No pun intended.
Okay. Chaz and AJ.
Hey, I used to have a monkey when I was a kid. My mother made me get rid of it.
Oh.
You know what it used to do? It'd be all right with people. It used to hang out with me, you know, on the leash and everything. Yeah. It was fine. But when women would go by the cage and talk to it, he would do his thing every time.
He would demonstrate how things work?
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
Like he was saluting them? Yes.
Wow. Yeah. My mother kept saying, "You got to get rid of that." Hey, Chaz, you know how I got him? I got him babysitting.
Babysitting.
I used to babysit for these people, and they bring me downstairs, and they show me the monkey. And I worked it off by babysitting for him.
They show me the monkey. That sounds like something totally different.
It's all bad.
And now I went downstairs,
all right,
and they show me the monkey.
Chris and Westbrook.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, dude?
Hey, I've got a few friends that have spent some time in Central and South Asia and Thailand. And they said that in Thailand, there's people on the street that train monkeys to pickpocket you, and they give them rewards.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You take that wallet, I give you a bunch of bananas, we're all good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bring me back a wallet, and you get a banana.
You can figure once that monkey has a wallet, it can just take off. It goes hiking through trees and climb up, but you ain't getting it. That wallet's gone.
Yeah.
Hopefully you got a traveler's check on you or something, you know?
Yeah.
I can see it happening, yep.
Hey, thank you, Chris.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, take care.
There's nothing more amusing than a monkey.
Yeah, they make you smile.
Especially like when they peel a banana with their feet.
Yep. Right.
Agree.
Like, that's cool.
Love a good little monkey.
We have workers like that here.
Chaz
in the break room sometimes.
Hello.
Hello.
Chaz AJ.
Didn't you have a monkey encounter recently?
At the Beardsley Zoo.
Okay.
The monkey came up to the bar.
Right.
The, you know, cage, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
I was like, were you drinking there?
And he started going crazy.
Right.
Yeah, he pulled up on the stool right next to me.
The bar.
Chaz, how's one of your interns? Chaz!
Should I go?
Chaz, how's one of your interns?
Chaz and AJ. Daryl and Woodbury.
How you doing?
Good, thanks.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, my old man had a spider monkey back when I was a kid, and he didn't like you, man. One kid, he bit his leg, took a chunk out of his leg, and then my father bathed this girl and her son he didn't like. He went in the laundry basket, tore up all of his clothes, nobody else's but his.
Yeah.
Wow.
And monkeys are like
so smart.
And they have like freaky strength, too. Like, you know, especially the chimpanzees, man, things will rip you into a hole. Literally.
Yeah, look at that.
I don't want a
hole. Yeah. I like the one I got.
I like mine.
I like my a-hole.
Right, mine's gone.
The Milford Oyster Festival tomorrow. It is the biggest party in Connecticut.
Yes.
And the lead singer of Creed is performing. It's all free.
Yep.
Plus, I heard there's oysters.
Nice.
With the Milford Oyster Festival, the two head honchos, Jay and Isla. Good morning.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning.
You need to hit that...
What's going on?
There we go. What time do they go on? What time does Scott Stapp go on?
4 p.m.
4 o'clock. Okay, very good. All right, what do we need to know?
Hey, listen, the stars are aligning for a great weekend. I mean, you know, this is what we ask for on the day after the Oyster Festival from the previous year is this weekend.
Right.
Right? Everything. So just come early, enjoy your day. Have fun, stay for the show. And you know what? It's over at 6, and people say, well, you know, why doesn't it go longer? Listen, we pack a heck of a lot in 8 hours.
You do.
And you still have the night, you know? So have fun, enjoy yourself, and you got the night to do what you want.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's funny how you can have an awesome free concert and have the biggest party in Connecticut, and it's free, and then someone will be like,
oh, it's amazing, yeah. Isn't it? Yeah, you just can't please some people. I'm going to smack them in the head.
So we're not talking to those people. We're talking to the people who are really excited about
the
Scott
ones
Stapp tomorrow.
Yeah.
I remember when you guys like float ideas.
Yeah.
And like you floated that one past me, and I said, oh, that's a winner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's huge.
So when you make a contract with Scott Stapp from Creed, do you say, we want the hits?
Mm-hmm. They go,
for that money, I want all hits.
You know, everybody's looking at set lists before, you know.
Okay.
So you can see what they've been playing. And I would say if someone like Scott Stapp, if we saw the previous set list were not Creed, of course we'd ask the question. But if there was not Creed being played, then we'd probably pass. I mean, for someone like him, you've got to play Creed.
You
got to
play it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got to play it or, you know, who cares?
You're the voice of Creed.
Yep.
Right.
Exactly.
And right. Then what's backstage going to be like?
Listen, it's...
Because
He's sober.
He's recovering.
He's recovering.
Right.
No one carries alcohol with him back there. It's going to be like it normally is. We're all going to have a blast. And listen, I don't think they're going to be super particular about everybody not drinking. We're just not going to do it in their face.
Okay, you know hang on a second. Bring you know. Big gulp cup.
Yes, big gulp cup.
Red cups are now a sign.
Yeah, no, big gulp cup.
I never think anyone has fruit punch in a red solo cup.
Right.
So you soccer moms on the sidelines,
we know. You're not fooling anybody, but a big gulp cup, you know, that's good.
It's literally never. It's never just iced tea.
Right. And if Scott wants to sit by a big gulp, say, no, we don't want this. No, I have a cold.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is that.
Right. Oh, I'm thirsty in my head. No.
I'll get you your own.
I used to smuggle Patron in water bottles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you just walk around. It's like, oh.
You love the
key. He's hydrating.
Yeah. Look at him. He's hydrating.
And I was on a cruise ship, and a friend of mine was thirsty. And,
oh, no.
He said, can I have a sip? And he took it, John Gee, and he chugged it.
Ugh. Oh, no.
Oh, he was mad.
You know,
at
the
first, he had to walk away.
At the first sip, you know what it is.
Yeah, the smell.
I mean, the second it touched your lips, you know I ain't water.
It depends. Was it cold?
It's usually not a sip
cold.
When you do that.
If you're usually
chugging.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really hot. We're on a cruise ship out.
Oh, forget it. Yeah.
Right.
I would have thrown up.
Yeah, so I won't do that to Scott.
No.
He had a very public, you know, it was kind of like a breakdown and, you know, rock bottom moments.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he's better now.
I'm glad he's better.
Yeah. He's a good dude.
Sometimes that's what people need to go through. Unfortunately for him and his family, you know, that's the way it happened for him. And that's probably the reason why he is where he is now, because he did hit rock bottom pretty publicly.
Yeah.
You know?
Thud.
That's it's such a great festival.
Yeah, you know, the tents for all the crafts and things like that on the green already, but were set up yesterday. It's pretty cool. So you can buy stuff.
The whole city.
No, wait.
Been...
Exactly. You could buy stuff.
Yep, exactly. Well, I just heard the news today.
Hold it. Breaking news.
Things they say.
You could buy stuff at a festival.
Oh, they're here to say. Cool.
And we've got music all day. I mean, it's
at
12,
Milford knows how to party.
You know.
You people. Have it down. Like if anyone wants the playbook of how to have a great community,
a
fun community, take Milford's playbook.
My annual walk down to Milford.
It's right there on the water. It's really beautiful.
Right.
The people are great.
Yep.
And then the party starts tonight.
Yeah, Oyster Eve, Fowler Field, 6 p.m., 6 to 10.
In my imagination, this started like years ago with just the staff of the Oyster Festival. All right, we're set up. Let's go get drunk. And then the next thing you know, it's the band's people. It's this, that. Hey, we
you know,
have
we're
a
set
band.
Up. We could just play.
Why don't
you
we
know?
Have a band?
Right.
Yeah, and it just builds into now it's this big event before the event.
You remember how that got started?
I think that was the year before me. Was it like a wine tasting?
Yeah, we did a wine and oyster
wine tasting.
Yeah. It was $40, all the wine you could drink and all the oysters you could eat in 4 hours.
I mean, awesome.
And then we thought we were going to get like 50 people, and we had 200 under one little tent. And we're like, oh, wow.
Okay, this is something.
And we did it again the second year, and there was even more people.
Yep.
And
awesome.
We said, this is crazy.
Oh,
we have something here. So we just fenced off the whole Lisman Landing area. Charge $5, and then, you know, your food vendors and your stage, and turns into another event.
That's
Oyster
great.
Eve was
awesome.
Born right
Oyster
there.
Eve was born, yeah.
So that's tonight. Who's playing that?
That is Hazard County.
I hear good things.
Country
about them.
And Southern rock. You'll know all the songs.
They're a great.
They're
band,
great.
Yeah.
They are.
Do they know the town newspaper from Dukes of Hazard?
I knew you were going to say that, pal.
I guarantee
the
you.
The Hazard Gazette.
One.
They must know that.
Yes.
Yeah. I think my cousin's heading over there with his yacht.
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice.
It's, like, it's a boat, but technically a yacht.
Oh, yeah. I'll have to walk the dock. Hey, how you doing?
We'll have great food tonight. The children's rides will be open.
Cool.
So that was missed last year.
Oh, really? Why?
COVID.
Oh.
So children's rides are back this year.
Nice.
Wow. And they'll start tonight. It's a wristband night, $30. Kids can ride all night long.
Beautiful.
Wow. Can you just, like, release them into the pen and then go shrink.
Right. Like, all right. Padlock.
Mommy, Daddy will be over here.
Right. I'll come back to
you
unlock
you. Just stay
you.
Here. Play nice.
I'll come back to unlock you later. Jimmy, hydrate.
The children's garden.
The children's garden. Right.
We have to hire nannies.
Yes, to play penitentiary.
That's fun. And then who's playing the main stage tomorrow?
Tomorrow is Morgan Skelly and the Old Crows to open the day, a great local band.
Old Crows. Nice.
Yeah, they're good. They're good. And then before that, our second act
Food Fighters.
There you go, the Food Fighters, of course.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Food Fighters tribute band.
Yeah. Food Fighters.
They're
yes.
phenomenal.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Good year to have them. I mean, I would have Food Fighters any year, obviously, but obviously it touches us all more this year, particularly.
Yeah.
So when we saw that they were available, and they're playing somewhere really close tonight, I think. Last night. And so we said, we just got to get them this year. We just have to get them. So, and going into Scott's Tap, it's a great one, too.
Cool.
Yeah. You know.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the oyster eating contest. People, first of all, you hire shuckers from all over the different states.
National shucking champion, Honor Allen, will be there. Other shucking champions. People come from Florida, all over
South
the country.
South Carolina.
Right?
Yeah. I think up New Hampshire or Maine.
Yeah.
Now, do you have to pay them?
We do. Yep.
Because you need this is
you don't
this
want
is
me
really
shucking
if you think about it. Yeah. It's like, wow, we need all these oysters open. What are we going to do?
Yeah.
Just get all the champions.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's like the League of Justice.
You got to bang them out, yeah.
Of oyster shucking.
You want the all-stars.
You have
me. I like open one like 45 minutes. Like,
but it's fun just to watch them.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're no like, joke.
Oysters.
No
mean,
kidding.
It's like watching an NBA team. I mean, they just, you know.
Are they going from the back? They cut the muscle, then open it? Or
they do it
from the front?
Yeah, I think they do it from the muscle, I think.
One guy charms them open. Hey, baby, how you doing?
Yeah. You can cut yourself good if you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, well, when I was a kid going to the Oyster Festival, that's what I have seared in my memory is seeing the shucking contest, and it was just a bunch of locals, and their hands would be bloody. And
just
as a kid, at 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, you're pretty impressionable about certain things. And I just remember like, oh, my God, ow, that must really hurt. What are they doing?
Yeah.
And so, obviously, you couldn't.
Hey, these oysters
today.
Don't need any sauce.
Yeah, they right. look pre-sauced.
They're pre-sauced.
Right. Why do they taste like pennies? They taste like pennies.
Yeah.
It's not a hepatitis breakout, but I don't think it has anything to do with
Jimmy,
that.
Jimmy, don't eat those!
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, it's a different time now.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
How many oysters do you go through?
30,000.
Wow.
And they're all local Milford from Briar Patch.
Nice.
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
Yep.
30,000.
Right.
Just from one place?
Right.
Yep. You know, Milford?
The water's higher now.
Right.
Oh, the oysters are gone.
Yeah.
Yep. Wow.
It's no joke. It is. It's a lot.
Yeah. You know? I'd go for a plate of oysters.
I was just going to say, it's because they're so easy to eat.
They are. Some ice cold beer and some oysters.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Done.
Oh.
Can't go wrong.
Yeah. And they'll be there tonight, Oyster Eve. I mean, the tents open on Oyster Eve tonight. And then tomorrow we've got, you know, two oyster tents, one in Fowler Field and one in Lisman Landing, because we got a second stage in Lisman Landing.
So I got to tell you, if you live in Norwalk, you know about the festival there.
Mm-hmm.
This one, sorry, Norwalk.
They're different.
I mean, just, yeah they're different.
They're
just,
different, right.
It's worth the drive.
Each
like, it's worth
unique.
The drive from here to Norwalk.
Right. Mm-hmm. Each
it's
one's
worth
unique.
The drive from Norwalk to here.
Mm-hmm. Right. Take the train.
You can take the train. A lot of people take the train.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yep. I tell people in Milford, go to Stratford, go to West Haven, take the train in.
Yeah.
Much easier.
For parking.
You're right there.
Much
Boom.
Easier.
Yep.
Oh, that's a good idea.
If you see a guy walking down the street looks like me, it's me.
Right.
Every year.
AJ complains about this every year.
So it's the same thing as I'm walking. AJ! I'm like, pick me up, God damn it.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm walking by the time I get there, I'm all wilted like, I'm here.
With your flip-flops. How long of a walk is it for you?
Last year, I did it in 10 minutes.
Oh, that's
good.
Nothing.
That's yeah, I did it in 10 minutes.
It seems like a long walk in flip-flops.
I got down. It sounded like a tennis match. Pop, 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 pop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like paddleball.
Yeah.
It'll be a nice 10-minute walk this year. It's not going to be blazing hot.
Nice, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The how long are the lines for the oysters? That's the
they're pretty long. That's why we have the professionals. If we didn't, we'd probably never get an oyster.
Right? That is a great point.
Right. Yeah,
wow.
It was Tuesday.
Yeah, we need every single one of those guys.
What is that lobster thing you do where they go around and they pour beer for you while you're waiting in line?
That's the lobster festival. The lobster bake.
Lobster bake?
Lobster bake, yeah. You get your lobster, you get steak, and they pour beer. Yeah, that happened, I think, last month or month before.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's always fun waiting in line with the people, because everybody's happy. And
Right.
It's a party. You meet new people.
I'm usually pretty cooked by the time I get to the main door.
Right.
How long is Creed playing, Scott Stapp?
90 minutes.
Nice.
90 minutes,
That's a good set.
Yeah, it'll be a full set, like you used to see.
Does he have a fan set up in front to blow his shirt back? Is he going to do the video stuff? He's got to do that pose,
He's
right?
He's got to do that, the arms wide open
thing. Jesus pose?
I don't know about the fan, but you know what they ordered? And we've never had this at the Oyster Festival before. What? They're called confetti guns, and they don't actually shoot confetti, but they shoot out like a steam that looks like there's pieces going into the air.
Oh, wow.
Almost like pyrotechnics, but not.
A non-polluting confetti gun.
Yes. So I found that out a few weeks ago. Oh, you got to have the confetti guns. I'm like, four of them. So
you would think that they would want to bring their own, because every city's going to have a different version of that.
Yeah, right.
If they can rent it out, they can rent it. They'd rather rent it out and not carry it around with them.
What else did he?
Two flamethrowers.
I'm saying,
boy, that looks like he's really on fire.
Stop and drop. Stop and drop and roll. Stop and drop and roll. Jimmy, get away from there.
I was thinking, just get him, save him for when the Oyster Shack opens. Just every year. That's the cue. Oh, it's time.
Well, I just heard!
What else did he ask for?
It's pretty. It's a pretty boiled down rider. We had gotten a fairly long one the last time we were here. It had hard boiled eggs on it, and
who was that?
For the whole band, you know, six hard boiled eggs.
Was that last year?
No, this year.
Oh, this year.
Don't and stand then they backstage.
Sent us. Oh wait, so first they sent a list.
Yes,
with hard boiled eggs on
and a whole bunch of other stuff, and then we got another one about 3 weeks
ago. Do you remember?
It wasn't anything crazy. It was like, you know, a certain kind
water.
Of flavored tea. And,
okay, tea.
You know, they always want throw lozenges.
That's for Scott. Yeah. The tea is for Scott.
Yeah, throw lozenges.
Hard-boiled eggs are going to smell bad backstage.
Yeah.
You don't want to be standing behind them.
Right. Yeah.
It's interesting, though, because you don't want to phlegm up. Tea is good for your throat and your vocal cords.
When you're singing, windows wide open.
Yeah, exactly.
Got
to have a Keurig maker back there. Got to have
course,
the tea pot.
Really?
You know,
okay.
So, you know.
A neti pot.
A little bit of Red
what
Bull.
Else?
Red Bulls.
Red Bulls.
You know.
Yeah. Besides
stuff that
the eggs, do you remember what kind of food they asked for?
It was like deli platter. It was really easy.
Tostitos, salsa, burritos.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Some avocados are on there.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
You know why? But
very basic.
Pretty standard state to state.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, we're never going to get a bag in this state. It's going to be wildly different from this one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's healthy.
Yep.
You know, when you're a lead singer, you can't be too, like, you could be heavy, but.
Meatloaf.
There is
Yeah,
but his name was Meatloaf.
Right.
You kind of
expect
that.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Right.
Like Vince Neil. People see him now. It's like, oh, that's sad.
Right.
Right.
You want to see them in great physical condition.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Hey, man, you could use some tea and avocado.
Yeah.
Right. Meatloaf.
Now it's Vince Meal.
Yes. Have this. Here's the salad.
Try the Vince Meal.
And then we will buy them, you know, part of the riders that we buy them dinner as well.
Nice.
Or it's a buyout. You give them X amount of dollars per head, and then they do what they want. And honestly, for us, it's just easier to just do the buyout. So they can do whatever they want, and we don't have to worry about getting
So that's dinner
food.
After the show.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Is that Scott Stepping Wings at Archie Moore's?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Stonebridge. I'd bring him right over there for the filet.
Oh, my God. No, the lobster bomb. The lobster bomb.
Yeah. Our buddy at Seven Seas. Crab cakes.
Yep.
Scott might fall off the wagon in Seven Seas.
That's a good point.
Yes.
Yeah. Ricky be like, come back here for a second. Yeah. Ricky, what
that
did you do?
A problem.
Ricky,
that's a good point. That's a good point.
And I hate to date myself because I've been doing this so long, but I remember back in the day when the bands would be done, they would say, hey, where's a good local joint around here? And we would go out to dinner with them.
Yeah.
Right.
To Stonebridge or Seven Seas or someplace right around. And we would just have 8 or 10 of us having dinner.
Yeah. Right. Yeah,
and
that's so
it was
great.
Just. It, now that doesn't happen.
You have a whole nother level of bands now, though.
Yeah.
Like, they can't go out in public because they'll never be able to eat.
You know who I did it with, though, that was? It was Joe Lynn Turner.
Joel Internet is an awesome
That dude. Was the last big name that I got to actually hang out with after
the
show. Oh,
man, chicks just jumped on that guy. Like, Meatloaf on a Twinkie. We got to go. Congratulations to
Thank you.
Jay, Isla, great job. You guys make it look easy.
We'll see you tomorrow.
The whole staff, all of the people, it's an army of people that come together for this. So thank you all.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.